We talk cross country. Lady Beaver and Beaver Boys cross country teams were at Hugoton on Saturday. They're going to head to Lawrence. Varsity will for Rimrock Invitational on Saturday. Of course, that's a site for the Class 3A cross-country meet as well. And we're going to talk to a couple of sophomores here on the show. And first, starting off here with sophomore Haley Chaplin, how are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, second year for cross-country. How's it been for you so far?
It's been pretty good. It's been really fun having those incoming freshmen and just, like, building another girls' team. And I think my times have been a little slower this year, but I think as the season goes on, I'm going to work towards it and hopefully get better.
Do you feel like that you're – I know you feel like maybe your times are a little slower, but do you feel like that you're pretty close to kind of breaking that down and getting some PRs?
So. Yeah. Every meet so far I've gotten a faster time, slowed those – or fast times. But, yeah, I think as the season goes on, last year I fought that foot injury, and this year I think I'm going to bounce back.
So. All right. Well, Saturday you got to run in the morning, and it was probably a little cooler there at Hugoton. That had to be a lot nicer.
Yeah, it was for sure. Definitely like running in the morning is way better.
Yeah, but, you know, how was it at practice? You've had hot practices, you've had hot meets, and then all of a sudden today a little cooler.
Yeah, this morning we actually have been doing morning practices this week. So waking up 5:30. Super fun.
Yeah, but, you know, that's good training there to get you ready for Lawrence there on Saturday. And did you run there last year?
Yes, I did.
And what do you remember about that?
I remember steep hills, but it was super pretty running it. And I didn't really get bored and just, like, have to stare at planes and stuff. But, yeah, it's super pretty. I love seeing all the ponds and stuff. And yeah,
I don't know if you'd want to admit you get bored running.
Yeah, I mean, you always have something on your mind, but most of the time you just, like, I don't know. I think it's super fun just having a different view.
I don't know if I'd run that far, which I probably won't. I would think about counting down or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely check time a lot.
Yeah, see, all right, I'm a little faster here. Let's see if I can get that next one a little quicker, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, do you have a time-wise in mind that you like to hit by regional time?
Regionals, I'm hoping back to going into those 22s.
All right. Hopefully things work out for you there, Haley, and good luck to you coming up Saturday rest of this year.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, thank you, Haley Chaplin, sophomore, joining us here and joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We'll get another sophomore, and he's joining us on the show here, and Waylon Ricker, how are you doing this evening?
Good.
All right. It's your, you know, high school cross country second year for you, and how's this year been for you adjusting compared to where you were at this point last year?
I feel like this year's going a lot better than last year. Last year I was having some problems with my knees and ankles, but this year I feel like it's going a lot better.
All right. Now, what's probably been the biggest thing that you've noticed compared to where you were at this time last year?
Probably my times.
And they've gone down pretty significant?
I've cut a minute off from last year.
Wow, that's pretty good so far there. And Saturday you were at Hugoton there. How'd you feel like you ran that course?
I feel like I ran pretty good. I feel like I went off a little fast at the beginning, but then the end, I think, went good.
All right. And, you know, are you able to run on Saturday then? Or
I will not be.
Okay. What's been your best time so far this year?
It was a 20:10, I believe.
All right. Do you feel like you're just right on the edge there of getting another PR and getting sub-20?
Yeah.
All right. And I know, what are some things that you do maybe right before the meet to prepare to run your race?
I kind of just listen to music and become mentally focused.
Mm-hmm. Do you hum any of those tunes while you're running?
No.
Okay. You're just focused on getting through, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. But what's been your favorite course to run?
Hugoton was probably one of my favorites because, I mean, of course, I ran the fastest there. But really the only reason why it's my favorite.
Well, that's a good one. That's a good reason. Well, keep up the good work there, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, the sophomore, Wynn Ricker, joining us here and from Scott City Ace Hardware. We'll get to Emily. I'm going to say your former name, but Mulligan. Gee whiz. I've known you too long.
Yes.
How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Even sometimes we get brain freezes.
Yes, but, of course.
But no, it's the colder weather. No, you take a look at last Saturday at Hugoton. Boys finished third as a team. Girls finished sixth. But those are some pretty deep races overall. And I thought you guys probably had one of your better showings so far through the first three meets.
We did. We had a great meet. We saw PRs pretty much all across the board, and we were really impressed with a lot of our runners. They went out, ran really hard. We saw some of our fastest times, and I think it really showed too.
And and you're starting to see some of those runners, especially at the top there, both the boys and the girls, kind of cut down that time, get some higher finishes there.
Yes, we had a couple girls shave off 2 minutes off of their time, which was really impressive. The boys, it's been fun to even just watch them at practice. They go out and they really push each other, push their pace every day, and I think they're going to see their times drop too this weekend.
Really, kind of what I know it's you got an experienced boys' side and even got quite a few with a lot of experience, 2-3 years on the girls' side as well. But what have you maybe seen with them so far here this year at this point, maybe compared to where they were maybe even 2-3 weeks ago?
Definitely, I feel like everyone has a stronger mentality, and we've really kind of got the whole team on the same page, and we have the goals that we're seeking for the end of the season, and I think, you know, we've just all came together and really been able to push each other's paces and work harder, and the morning practices have been great for that. We've gotten away from the heat. We've been able to practice harder, run further, and I think it's going to show in the meets coming up too.
Does it really help you guys when you run early in the morning for practice? Does it help you kind of get your team adjusted to running in that morning time frame or mid-morning, mid-late morning on the weekends when you do run then?
You know, after we had such hot practices, we decided to switch it up, and as a team, we voted for harder practices earlier in the morning, and man, those kids showed up 5:45 in the morning, and they worked some of the hardest they've ever worked all season, and it's been great. And so I think it's been good to be able to run faster and work harder, so even when we go to those morning meets now, I think we're better prepared.
All right. Well, Saturday, take the varsity to Rimrock Farm there, and that's always a good experience. I think it's a good incentive as well, probably, for your team. You guys want to be back there late October.
Yeah. Everyone wants to be there, and everyone's looking forward to getting on the course and hopefully making it back there later this season.
All right. You guys have had a good start to the year, had a good day there at Hugoton on a Saturday, and it's nice to run there this past Saturday because you'll be there again for league.
Yes. Yep. That'll be around the corner.
All right. Once again, Coach Emily Mulligan joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again for the time, and good luck to you guys.
Thank you.